You are on your way to Indy this morning. Tell us what you are going to see. Tell us who you're going to meet. Tell us what you're hoping to hear as we get things started here in the new month.
Right. I'm here. Eric Sumor is doing the driving, and I have Cheryl Muntz, council assistant, and we're headed to Indianapolis for Legislation Day. So we've had a little discussion about some of the legislation that we have interest in, and we were discussing what the first thing is. We need to hear what the state is going to do about raising taxes for roads and bridges, and then to see how much that's going to affect us here locally, and then look at some of the other tax implications that's being presented as what the state says will give you an opportunity to raise taxes. And one of those is the food and beverage tax that any city can put in place, and it appears to me that it's for any legal thing that they might need to use it for, as long as the county does not already have a food and beverage tax for which a city gets a portion of. So we'll be watching.
Are those taxes usually earmarked for certain uses? Because you mentioned, you know, it's a food and beverage tax. It doesn't really go to anything, so you can just apply it anywhere you'd like?
Well, that's what it looked like to me, and that's one of my questions that I'm going to be asking, whether or not that is for any use whatsoever, or does it really need to say for an economic use or a tourism use? I did not see that in the legislation,
okay,
but I'm going to be inquiring about
now. The other inquiry on that is, these food and beverage taxes last forever. Do they sunset? How is that going to be written?
The people who put it in place could always rescind that. However, if anybody uses it to put in place a debt, then they would not be able to rescind it in total. One would think, I'm just saying this is way normally
right,
would be. So it will depend on how the legislation is written. We're also looking at what's to happen with the transportation tax. Mark Stoops has two bills having to do with transportation tax, one of which is just from Monroe County that would be required to have a county council vote to have it put in place. The other one is for any county whatsoever in the state, as long as they didn't already have something in place for the referendum. So we'll see what's going on with that. There's also a solid waste district tax that's being presented as being reduced. I know that never happens. Nobody reduces tax.
But at least they're talking about it. A reduction's
right.
Good.
Well, they're talking about moving it from property tax, the exception of having a property tax rate to cover debt after a certain point in time, depending on the year that they put that together. But then the operational costs and so forth would most likely be more like a fee to be charged. But then there's a conversation here in the car about exactly how that would work and perhaps be very difficult to put together. So I'm sure that'd be presented. And that, for a lot of counties, that's going to help them because they've hit their circuit breakers and they need to pull in money for public safety, and so they're giving the counties opportunities to move around their obligation for that.
Help me out really quickly, Marty, because this is why we love to talk to Marty Hawk on Wednesday mornings. Some of these terms I get lost in. When you talk about a county already hits its circuit breaker, does that mean it can't collect any more tax in a certain spot?
Well, if we remember that circuit breaker is now in the Constitution, so that if you, like for a residential property, you will never have to pay any more than 1% of your total assessed value. And you don't pay it and nobody else pays it. So when that happens, then the taxing units do not receive the dollar they thought they were going to be able to pay for law enforcement,
but Marty,
et cetera.
Doesn't our assessed values go up almost
always?
Well,
that's what you hope to cover that, right?
Well, it just depends on what county you're from. You know, it has to go market value. So you have some counties whose assessed values are not growing, and yet their expenses have grown. So it really depends. There's many, many counties that do not have the opportunity for the assessed value growth that this that Monroe County has been so blessed.
But they still need fire. They still need.
Well, sure they do, and I'm not arguing that. But what does bother me is that a county like Monroe, who has seen their assessed values go up, and that we every time we turn around, you're talking about a new tax for our county. And what bothers me about what you're saying about what the state's doing is it just seems like more and more opportunity for the Monroe County commissioners to institute new taxes here. And well, I don't think we need more of them.
And I understand your point. I am just saying that when the state puts it in place, it makes it like a blanket opportunity for every county. One would hope that would be the counties that would institute it would be the ones who really have had a loss in their assessed value and have hit a hard wall, which is not what has happened in Monroe County.
Not at all.
But they can't very well say, well, this county and this county make a list of counties who can't do it. So when they do it statewide, it's then it's up to the local officials.
Why couldn't they put some sort of conditions upon it that the counties can only do it if say their assessed value has gone down or it stayed level or yes, exactly, like what we do for people in need.
And that's a good suggestion to make to your legislators. And remember, they're in session now. And my good friend Barb Clark used to always say, "No county is safe as long." It is in session. So we're sitting here holding our breath saying, oh, what are they going to do now? I think the biggest push that we see right now is the state is saying our roads and bridges are in deplorable condition and they want to do something to correct that.
I know this isn't your purview, Marty, but how do we get into deplorable condition? We just ignore it this whole time? And why wouldn't there just be constant upkeep throughout this instead of having crisis management to handle it in the end? I know you're not this is not your field of expertise, but you're involved in the game. Why do we let things get to this tipping point then get hysterical instead of just maintaining it like a normal business would?
Right. A lot of this comes back to the fact that we have gas-efficient cars. And people remember that the gas tax supplies the dollars for so much of these road repairs and so forth. That's how we operate with the gas tax. And because they're receiving less and less revenue from the gas tax because it is tied to the number of gallons that the cars use, there's less and less revenue. And so we've been told by the people at the state, and they've been telling us now for several years, we're going to have to do something because our revenue is dropping way off because of fuel-efficient cars.
And, Marty, don't they use some of that money for other things, too?
Well, yes, I would suggest just because also, and I don't know what they've done with this now, but they used to pull off some of that money for the state police. And whether or not that's still the case, I think it still is, but we'd have to take another look at that.
I would be very curious to see what they're using the gas tax for, because at the moment, I think if anybody were honest, it's certainly not all being used for roads.
Well, that's part of what we'll hear today. I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot of presentation because they're really going to be trying to talk to us all to get us to support their movement toward better roads and bridges. And so I'll probably have a lot better information for you next week of what we've heard.
Marty Hawk, County Councilwoman, is our guest this morning. We're going to let you get up to Indianapolis. We know you're very busy this morning. Thank you for checking in. As you mentioned, next Wednesday we'll have some more roadmap, agenda of what to expect coming up
in the
session.
Yeah, I'll be interested to hear what you have to say about it, Marty.
So we'll have a busy program next Wednesday, and thanks for serving our county. We appreciate it, and we'll hear from you next week.
Thank you so much.